Hi there. So in 2016, I was invited to perform at a festival in Beijing. And this was exciting for several reasons. One, I was invited as both a musician and a science fiction writer. And I don't always get invited to one thing with both hats on, and I really like when they collide. The festival itself sounded really cool. It was a chance to, it was a music, arts, and technology festival. They were billing it as Coachella meets South by Southwest with panels and all kinds of things. And it was going to be in the desert outside of Beijing. Sounded super cool, all expenses paid. And the other thing is just that I love travel. I love getting to see the sights, but also all the moments where no matter what's on your checklist, the checklist goes wrong. Something is not quite what you expected, and you get to have a different experience than the one you were planning. And so I set off with this excited attitude. I really wanted this experience. It was going to be great. And I have to admit that I landed with less excitement. I had a not a great trip. I wasn't feeling well. The jet lag that I started and did not lose was the worst I've ever felt. I felt completely upside down. My back was killing me from the plane, and so it started off a little rough. I couldn't find the person who was supposed to meet me at the airplane, at the airport. Started off rough, and I'm gonna fast forward through the trip, which also involves not. My hotel didn't actually exist yet, minor detail, but I eventually got some sleep, got a knock on the door the next morning from my student volunteer slash handler, Gracia, who was very helpful, but she was knocking bright and early because it was time to go to the festival. I thought I had an extra day because I wasn't actually performing until the next day, but she wanted to go see the festival itself, and so we were going to go check it out on the first day that we were there, and off we went, and we get there, and like I said, I'm exhausted. I'm not feeling it, and I have to admit I was a little underwhelmed. Like, it turned out that the desert they were talking about was actually a film set that they used to film deserts in movies, so it wasn't a real desert, and it was a little less impressive than what I was expecting. There weren't a ton of people there. There were stages here and there that were getting set up, and so we start wandering around and checking out the music and looking at what there is to see. And I say, "Is there? Can we grab some food?" And she said, "Oh, Sarah, you can't eat any." Gracia said, "Sarah, you can't eat any of the food here. It's not vegetarian. You can't eat it. We'll call the hotel and have them send you food." Which started a several hour process of trying to get me food at the festival. Meanwhile, we wander around some more, we hear some music, we spend a few hours looking at this and that, and I gradually learned that what Gracia is really excited about was the technology tent. So we walk over to the technology tent. I don't know what to expect there. And it turns out to be a whole bunch of different things going on inside this great big tent. There are some cool technologies. There's a guitar that can teach you how to play guitar. It's got like a tutor built into it. There were a bunch of robots that did different things. And then the main attraction was just tons of different VR attractions, all kinds of different VR experiences and games, most of which seemed to involve a lot of shooting and zombies. So, Gracia says she wants to play the VR games. And I say I'm going to watch her because I'm still not feeling well. And I watch her play one game after another, and she chases zombies, and zombies chase her. And she chases monsters, and monsters chase her. And finally, she stops and she says, "Sarah, you need to play one of these games. Just pick one. Pick one. You have to play a game." And I know that I was kind of sitting things out. So at the same time, I don't like zombies. I'm not big on all those murder games. And I had already seen an 8-year-old get wired into one of these machines and then pull over the entire contraption because he was so excited and trying to get away from zombies. I didn't want to be that person either. So I looked around and I saw one game in the corner that nobody was playing. And I said, that one, we'll go in the corner. I'll play that game. And we go over there and they strap me into the goggles and the headphones and the gloves. And all of a sudden I was in space. And it was just this vast star field, nothing around, no instructions. They didn't tell me what I was supposed to be doing. And I start walking and I have to push stars out of the way to walk. They're very dense. And I discovered that different pressures do different things to them. So you can kind of plink them out of the way. You can throw them out of the way. You can push them. And then I started noticing they make different sounds when you touch them. And so I'm playing the different stars and trying to make music. And I'm still moving forward, looking for the thing I'm supposed to look for. And I can't find anything. I can't find anything. I'm still looking, but the journey is pretty fun too, because there's music involved and I'm into it. And I finally had the thought to look around and I stopped and I looked over my shoulder. And when I looked over my shoulder, there was a little old man putting a baby to bed in the moon. And that was it. That was actually the story. When you found that, that was the end of the experience. And it strangely felt very complete. Like I felt like I had been through that journey and I had found the thing I needed, and it was a complete arc and it was beautiful and profound. And I was so tired and so hungry. And we stepped out of the technology tent and we were on a different planet because the sun had set and the festival had begun proper, and all of the art exhibits were up, all of the installations were now lit up, and there were giant space snake skeletons you could walk through, and there was something called the Future Garden that was playing music and you touched different parts of it, and there was an enormous planet that you could touch and move your hands around and you would change the storms on its face, and the main stage itself looked like a ship that had crashed into the desert. And I felt like I was in a real desert now, but it looked like a ship had crashed into the desert and the bands were playing by the dying light of the engines. And I had this holy hunger and this holy exhaustion, and I was on a different planet. And Gracia took my hand and led me through a gap in the fence. And we found ourselves in the area where the crew and volunteers were. And she handed me to a group of people who were standing there in the dark, listening to the music. And she said, I'm going to go find your food. And she disappeared. And she left me with these strangers. And one of them leaned over and she had a bag in front of her. And she held it up to me. And it was full of steamed buns, just plain old steamed buns. And it was the best bite of anything I've ever had. But I bit into that steamed bun. And I sat down on the grass with these volunteers and we could still hear the bass pulsing. And I suddenly realized this was the experience that I was looking for. I had been through the stars. I had landed on a strange planet. And then I had come back and I was sitting in a desert with a bunch of volunteers listening to music. And this was the experience. And everything after that was wonderful. But I just needed that total reset of being to another planet and back. That's my story. Thank you.